I really like your podcast. I think it's really cool, the wrestling stuff I'm getting into. So, and I can't wait for you to start the pop culture things. So, yeah. Support from Jersey, right? Hope your podcast goes well and enjoy it. Be successful your whole life. Bye.
It's Cyan. I'm back again with another podcast. Today's podcast is about me doing pop culture. Now, I usually don't do like pop culture, talk about wrestling, but since I'm tired of wrestling right now, I want to do something different. I want to do something very, you know, not me. So hopefully we can try something like that. But I hope you guys liked what you heard. A fan was supporting me with their voice message. This is my first ever voice message. I don't get a lot of viewers, but the ones that do come, thank you so much for supporting me. So let's get into it. Okay, guys. So let's get into the podcast show. I have a lot of information I want to go over. Recently, there was, as you guys know, the college admission scandal, Olivia Jade and her mother and other rich families. But it's more than just rich families. It's people with money, people that are successful, famous people as well. It's very interesting to know about this. Like, so there are countless different ways to pursue education opportunities, right? But some costly or some less so. So this guy named Rob Stalen moved 15 miles south from Richardson, Texas, to his new home situated with around Dallas Independent School District to secure his daughter's admission to Booker T. Washington High School for Performing Arts and Visual Art. So I'm getting my source from Fatherly. They're talking about the $230,000 college admission scandal Americans just ignoring. It's by Lizzie. So, quote, he did this because he sensed that Booker T, which count this singer, Ethica Bodden, and Ed in Brooklyn, and Norah Jones among its Amun, a 55 million theater, state-of-the-art dance studio, and 25% captain rate may offer opportunity for talented teenagers interested in pursuing career in theater. And he was wrong, and he was not wrong. In 2019, the 250 seniors making up Booker T graduating class received $62 million in scholarships, roughly $100,000 per student to elite colleges across the country, within Juilliard taking half of the incoming dance majors from one magnet school. So far, a lot of parents put their kids in like these successful schools because they know that if they graduate from here, their life may be more successful. And I understand what these parents are doing. I understand that they want their kids to be successful. But other kids are actually putting blood, sweat, and tears and using all the money they have to go to these schools. And when you take opportunities from people that actually earned it, it seems like it's not. And then it's funny because if you know your daughter is not the brightest, and she knows she's not the brightest, but she knows she can at least try, let her try. If she can't, let her succeed her own life. You're rich anyway, so she'll get money. She'll be privileged regardless of the situation. Like, I don't understand. Like, they want the kids to go to these high-end schools. But, like, if your kid doesn't want to, or you're not forcing your kid to do, you're just paying their way, maybe put some effort and kick a boot up your kid's butt so they can, like, you know, want to do it. But let's continue. Selgley's, I don't know how to say his name, daughter would have a shot at Booker T from outside the district. She was eventually waitlisted, but the school prioritized in district students. So he really moved all the way to Richardson, Texas, just for daughter to go to school. That's crazy. Was advised by school theater director that a change in address would likely yield a change in admission status, and it did, which his daughter joined the class of 2014. So he basically paid, let's see, he paid some money though. I don't really tell us how much he paid yet, but definitely giving us like a good opportunity. Kids are getting scholarships. The graduating class received $62 million in scholarships, $250,000 per person, and $255 per person can pay for, that's like a full paid scholarship, because I was looking up how much it is to go to UCLA, right? And going to UCLA in-state is around $150,000, right? Around $150,000 if you want to round it around that, if you're in-state. So that's basically paid off, full, done. Out of state, that would be around $250,000 if you round it, right? I think so, 250, 260, 100,000, right? If you round it. So basically, these kids are getting a full paid scholarship, because out of state to UCLA costs around $250,000. So that's crazy that they're getting a full paid scholarship if they go to the school. But at the same time, you're rich, so does it really matter? And the Juilliard is one of the top, like, theater schools, definitely for music as well. So, but let's continue. Stella was happy. His daughter was happy. His wife was happy. It took months before any of them realized something was off. Late into her freshman year, as I got to know the other parents and figured out that they lived all over the place, Stella recalled, things didn't add up. So basically, he's seeing that a lot of the parents don't even live in the district. But this guy, he moved to the district for his daughter. Now, I don't know if this guy paid his way to, you know, get into the school. But so far, when I'm reading, he didn't. But he's basically saying, well, a lot of these parents look like... they paid their way to the school, not paid, but they don't really live in the district. On weekends, Rob would drive his daughter to sleepovers in wealthy suburban like Fresco, Allen, and Plano towns, 30 to 40 minutes away from Booker T campus, farther away than even Richardson. Whatever his name is, Setgall. Start is Stegall. So leave a voice message if you know what that is. Started keeping tabs. He knew, estimated that 50% of his daughter friends weren't living in the district. And at a time when Booker T claimed that vast majority of its enrolled students held from Dallas Perpone made to 10 exhibits per grade. He dropped his daughter off in towns with more than twice the media household income of Dallas, and wondered how other parents have gotten their children to Booker T without moving. It makes sense. So he drops his daughter off at wealthy people sleepovers where her friends' daughter might be a little popular or have a lot of friends that are wealthy. It seems that it looks more suspicious every time he goes, and it's very, very suspicious. Very. Let's continue. In the spring of 2019, so 14, 15, 16, 17. When did she graduate? When did she graduate in 2017? And wait, 14, 15, 15, 16, 17. No, she graduated in 2018. My bad. In spring of 2019, some five years later, his daughter graduated, and Stelwood finally got his answer when the Ad Vocal reporter broke a story about how elite suburb wealthy parents have gained their admission system at Booker T. Some parents had rented apartments. Others have taken out water and utility bills in their names at friends' properties. There was no disalarm to the college admission scandal that made national news to a few famous names, but it was not more extreme. Discounting the value of exceptional high school experience, math suggestions that out-of-district parents considered to loot an eight-figure sum from community resources, pulling millions and millions out of lower-income communities for the monthly installment of $1,200 needed to rent an empty apartment. So it took this guy around 4 to 5 years to finally figure out, like, oh wow, they actually were doing it. He had like suspicions, obviously, but it's just funny how these parents do these things. Like, they really go out here and do these omission scandals. It just blows my mind. But to sum it up, I'm not gonna read the whole article to you, but if you want the whole article, all you have to do, it's on Fatherly, and it's called the 230 on 100 million college admission scandal. That's what it's called. It's very interesting that parents would really go out their way to really rob. It's not just college, it's high school too. Like, there's successful high schools that when you graduate from this high school, you know that you have opportunity to go to these elite colleges, like these Ivy League colleges, or these colleges that are known for this type of major, like Juilliard's known for musical theater, right? Or theater or film or television, entertainment overall. And to go to these schools and really put yourself out there is gnarly. It just blows my mind. I'm not gonna read the whole thing, obviously, like I just said, but you can look it up again. Fatherly, the 230 million, 100 million, I don't know, college admission scandal. Yeah, it blows my mind that people would really go out their way to do this. And it took this guy, Stickley, to finally figure out that his daughter graduated. Couldn't be me, couldn't be me, but congratulations. Your kids graduated because you paid your way through for them. But let's get into the next scandal. All right, so let's get into our next topic. Sure, I've been looking around the web and I've been seeing some things. You might say, what type of things have you been seeing? God bless our souls. The troll, the white trash, this girl, this disgusting human being, this racist. Well, she might not be racist, but this culture vulture, ugh, disgusting. Trisha Paytas. Clout chaser, clout chaser, clout chaser, clout chaser. Like, clout chaser, clout chaser. So, my source is me. Okay, my source is me. Trisha Paytas is out here making out with Jaclyn Hill, ex-husband. You are out here making out with Jaclyn Hill, ex-husband. Now, if you don't know who Jaclyn Hill is a makeup blogger or makeup YouTuber out here. She did have her collection that took over like 4 years to come out. My God. And it was a lipstick with those lipsticks. Them lipsticks, though. Them lipsticks, though. But, okay. So, YouTuber. So, Trisha Paytas was on Instagram with videos and photos of her making out with, Jaclyn Hill, ex-husband, Jon Hill. Jaclyn has, put a word out on Instagram or nothing like that. But she was out here busy making corn dip at the time. Whatever corn dip is. I don't know. I ain't Caucasian. But last night, was it last night? Was it? Yeah, this was yesterday. This was yesterday. So first on the news, period. Everyone, was minding business. They're getting ready for the New Year's. And just trying to get through the last remaining days of 20, the new year. But oh, you thought Trisha Paytas was not done. She left New Year's out with a bang, boo boo, what a bang. So, okay. Seemingly debuting the relationship and giving us a love triangle we never thought we needed. Trisha Paytas was out here kissing Jaclyn Hill's boyfriend. So she put on her status, can't wait to get pregnant tonight at Jon Hill. I effing love you. And a oop, and a oop, and a oop, and a oop. And look, there's no expectations to wake this morning, but Trisha and Jaclyn Hill are trending. But here's, you know what I mean? But here we are. It's crazy. There were so many memes like going off that night. I'm gonna try to put some memes up. I'm trying to show y'all the memes and stuff like that. But I just want to get this out before the air. This podcast will be airing on YouTube. I'm gonna start putting I'm gonna start putting smidgets of my podcast on YouTube. I don't know which clip I'm gonna put in yet, 'cause I want to do a couple scenes right now. Once like 2 to 3 news things out right now, I want to put something out. But I'm gonna put at least like one thing of my audio on YouTube, and then put pictures, something like that. Just put it out there. I don't want to be known as a drama channel, but whatever. But there's a lot of memes. But let's continue. There's a lot of memes out there. But here's the Jaclyn Hill put. My friend just gave me her corn dip recipe, and I'm so excited to make it for you New Year's Eve. It's so simple but so amazing. So here's what a fan had to say. The internet is going nuts over Jon Hill and Trisha Paytas making out on Instagram. Meanwhile, Jaclyn here is minding her business, tweeting about corn dip recipes. God bless this woman. And here's what another fan had to say. Jaclyn Hill really posting mac and cheese like Trisha didn't just post her ex-husband all over Instagram. Love it. LOL. Yes. LOL indeed. LOL indeed. Here's what another fan had to say. I can't believe Trisha Paytas is posting a picture of all booed up with Jaclyn Hill's ex-husband saying she's gonna get pregnant by him. Meanwhile, Jaclyn Hill is on Insta story making easy Mac. What the F is this ending? 2019. Oh my God. So, as a reminder, Jaclyn married John in August of 2009, and they announced a divorce in May of 2018 after almost 9 years of marriage. Nowadays, she's dating Jordan Farna, aka Little Cuckup. Oh my God. This mess of a mess. Personally, how I see it, this is how I want to see it. Like, were her. Was oh my God, I'm lost for words. But if her and Trisha were really never friends, does it really matter? Yes, they both work on the same platform, but they're in two different communities. She's in the beauty community, and Trisha is just a troll. You know what I mean? Trisha is just a troll. So what can you really say about this situation? What can you really say? Like, I'm here scratching my head. Like, what can you really think of this situation? Trisha is out here posting, but they're separated, and Jaclyn moved on, it seems, and her management off too. It's been over a year now, and they have it done. If what can you say? Like, their people can move on, even though I don't feel like Trisha Paytas is good for anyone's reputation, because that girl will out you in a heartbeat. But overall, a man gotta do what a man gotta do. And Jaclyn's minding her business, making her cheese dip for her New Year party, sis. Enjoy it. Everybody living their best life. Everybody living their best life. They all grown. They can do what they want. And that's fine with me. Live your best life. Living my best life. Period. This is gonna be the end of the podcast. I had real fun actually making this podcast more than the wrestling one. I really think I'm gonna move to more pop culture podcast where we talk about situations. This was just like a test run, but I'm definitely gonna go more in depth in other situations like college bitch scandal. I tried and went in, I didn't go really in depth, but I did have my own opinions and add my own facts to it. So I think I'm gonna do more. But it's hard to really spend like a 10 to 20 minute podcast with just one topic. But I tried my best. But hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Don't forget to send more voice messages. Be there, support your girl. See you again on another interesting podcast with Cyan Holland. Don't forget to follow me on social medias. Follow me on Instagram at Cyan2005. Follow me on Snapchat at Cyan2005. Oh, and follow me on Twitter at Cyan2005, I think it is. Or Cyan Holland. Either or, I'm on Twitter. find me there. Thank you so much. I'm on Google Podcasts, I'm on Spotify, I'm on Anchor, I'm in Podbox, Podcast Box, or whatever it's called. I'm on non-stream platforms. Thank you so much again. See you next time.